This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Both sides in the Zimbabwe election are claiming victory. Official results show the incumbent won, but the opposition says the election was flawed. More from Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
It was a predictable, though for some questionable, outcome. Zimbabwe's incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa declared the winner late on Saturday of a presidential election that political analysts had described as heavily skewed in his ruling ZANU-PF's favor.
Is declared duly elected president of the Republic of Zimbabwe.
The Electoral Commission claims Mnangagwa, nicknamed the Crocodile, had secured his second term with 53% of the vote. The main opposition's Nelson Chamisa was said to have got 44%. A spokesperson for his Citizens Coalition for Change said that the party rejected any result hastily assembled without proper verification.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. International election observers say the election was flawed. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo arrived in Beijing late Sunday for a four-day visit, aimed at boosting business ties between the world's two largest economies. Relations are tense, with the United States working with allies to block China's access to advanced semiconductors, and Beijing restricting shipments from prominent chip manufacturer Micron Technologies. Russian Investigative Committee spokeswoman Svetlana Petrenko confirming Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in last week's plane crash. She said Sunday genetic analysis showed all 10 people on the flight list were indeed on that plane. This is VOA News. A tropical system off the Yucatan Peninsula has prompted warnings for the southeastern United States and a state of emergency for the state of Florida. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The National Hurricane Center says this tropical system will likely develop into a hurricane this week. Deputy Director Jamie Rome says that means flash flooding expected across the Yucatan Peninsula, western Cuba, and then the western side of Florida.
If you're anywhere from the west central Florida coast through the panhandle, you need to be thinking about and preparing for a potential hurricane coming later, or Tuesday into Wednesday.
He says the heavy rain will extend past Florida.
Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
On the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, a masked white man carrying at least one weapon bearing a swastika fatally shot three black people inside a Florida store on Saturday in an attack with a clear motive of racial hatred, according to Sheriff T.K. Waters.
The shooter had authored several manifestos, one to his parents, one to the media, and one to federal agents. Portions of these manifestos detailed the shooter's disgusting ideology of hate. Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated, and he hated black people.
Two men and one woman in the store are dead, as is the shooter who took his own life. Protests in Syria's Druze heartland are entering an eighth day. More now from Edward Unarian, reporting from Cairo.
A crowd of what appeared to be several hundred protesters chanted slogans targeting the Syrian government Saturday on day seven of a growing movement calling for economic and political reform. An economic crisis across Syria has hit the general population hard, making daily life extremely difficult and sparking the seven-day-old protest movement that seemingly is causing ripples in several other parts of the country. One protest leader, Marwan Hamzi, told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV the government has not appeared to make any use of its security forces to crack down on the latest protests, adding that it's unclear why. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
More information on our website, voanews.com, and we are all over social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, and we have two mobile apps you can download for Apple and for Google. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.